Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's currently 25 degrees. We'll look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 50, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area and state news. The Cascade Conservation Board is inviting you to bust the boredom with their digital treasure hunt. Since our parks are our treasures, the CCCB would love for you to visit them. Just follow the clues and take a picture. Two special clues involve using a GPS. Prizes will be awarded, but you'll have to wait until May for the prize announcement. The clues and rules for the digital photo treasure hunt can be found in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. Deadline for submission is April 30th at 4:30 p.m. The winners will be drawn and announced on May 20th. All correct submissions will be entered into one drawing. There will be three additional drawings for each of the correct GPS clues and one for the correct pictures for all of the picture clues. The Iowa Board of Medicine met in emergency session by telephone Friday morning, unanimously passing a resolution asking the governor to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order. Kent Niebel is the board's executive director.
The concern is that individuals or people are not fully complying with the recommendations for self-isolation, and that is increasing the risks to both healthcare providers who are out there providing services and to the public for spread of the virus.
Governor Reynolds has forbid gatherings of 10 or more and ordered schools and an array of businesses to close. And she's repeatedly said those steps are akin to the stay-at-home orders other governors have issued. Six doctors, a nurse, and an attorney serve on the Iowa Board of Medicine.
The board is supportive and believes she's done an excellent job of establishing appropriate safeguards, but as this the spread of the virus gets worse, I think they believe that she needs to take one step further and issue a stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order.
The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports a doctor from the Quad Cities who is a member of the board raised concerns about Illinois residents crossing into Iowa to get away from restrictions there. All members of the Board of Medicine were appointed by Reynolds or her predecessor, Governor Terry Branstad. Governor Reynolds says some people are misinterpreting the lack of a statewide shelter-in-place order as a sign there are no restrictions in place in Iowa. Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the President Trump's medical advisors on Thursday night, said he doesn't understand why every state hasn't issued a shelter-in-place.
Maybe he doesn't have all of the information again. You can't just look at a map and assume that no action has been taken. That is completely false.
Iowa is one of five states where there is no statewide or regional stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order. Reynolds said she has taken significant and incremental steps to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 by closing schools and businesses and ordering people not to gather in groups of 10 or more.
Iowans of all walks of life are either strongly in favor or strongly opposed to sheltering in place. And this has become a divisive issue at a time when we must be united in our response to this crisis.
On March 15th, Reynolds recommended that Iowa schools close for 2 to 4 weeks. Well, Thursday, she ordered the schools to remain closed for the entire month of April. On the 17th of March, she had ordered bars and restaurants to close. Over the following weeks, the governor added a variety of retail businesses from hair salons and barber shops to gyms and flower shops to the closure list.
So if you did a side-by-side comparison of what we are doing in Iowa and what other states are doing, they are much the same. Even those states that have implemented shelter-in-place orders have kept the majority of their businesses open, similar to our orders.
Reynolds told reporters Friday afternoon she's determined between 80 and 81% of Iowa businesses would be considered essential and allowed to continue operating under a shelter-in-place order. State officials announced earlier in the day Friday testing had confirmed 699 cases of COVID-19 in Iowa. To date, 11 Iowans have died of the virus and 80 were hospitalized for treatment. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Friday said 28-year-old Zachary Mount Gallette of Carter Lake was arrested Wednesday morning at the Pottawatomie County Jail. Mount Gallette was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear. His bond was set at $5,000. And the Union County Sheriff's Office Friday said 26-year-old Michael Stephen Cox of Des Moines was arrested on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Cox turned himself into the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and was transported to Union County, where he was being held without bond until making an initial court appearance. Officials of the Audubon and Exira EHK community school districts are following Governor Reynolds and the Iowa Department of Education recommendations to remain closed through April 30th. Audubon Superintendent Eric Traeger said parents and students are asked to please continue to check their email for schoolwork suggestions from teachers. The administration says they are currently working on our plan for the Department of Ed to abide by their rules. Exira EHK Superintendent Trevor Miller says Exira EHK teachers have been working hard to provide information for our students the past 3 weeks. Our administration team, he said, will be meeting with the DLT team to discuss what continuous learning will look like for our students. And Miller said that details about our plan will be released next week, with a target being online instruction for students pre-K through 12 beginning the week of April 13th. So stay tuned for more information, he said, in the next few days, and in the meanwhile, stay safe. Other districts, including Atlantic, are expected to announce their official plans to follow the governor and Iowa DOE recommendations. Officials with Hy-Vee on Friday announced additional changes to operations are coming to the company's stores that are designed to help protect employees and customers in response to the evolving coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak. In a statement, officials at the Iowa-based retail chain said over the upcoming days, all Hy-Vee stores will install additional temporary window panels on the backside of checkouts to help provide an additional layer of protection for both the cashiers and customers. The panels are in addition to the panels already positioned on the front side of checkouts. This weekend, Hy-Vee is also placing new one-way directional signage in its aisles that will be installed in all stores. The signage will direct customers to utilize aisles in a way that prevents them from passing each other in an effort to maintain 6 feet of social distancing throughout the store. Also effective on Monday, April 6th, customers shopping in all Hy-Vee locations will be strongly encouraged to follow a one-person-per-cart rule to avoid multiple family members from accompanying a customer on shopping visits. Hy-Vee is asking that customers try to designate one person per family to visit the store during each visit and to avoid shopping in large groups in an effort to limit the number of people who are in the stores at any given time. Hy-Vee's chairman and CEO President Randy Ettaker said, "We continue to implement additional ways to adapt at Hy-Vee so that we can serve our customers and protect the health and wellness of those who work and shop in our stores." Well, the coronavirus pandemic is forcing some changes on lottery games and the way winning tickets are cashed in. Iowa Lottery spokesperson Mary Neubauer is getting the word out.
Clearly, anything that's going on with the Iowa Lottery or with Powerball is just a very, very tiny slice of life these days and of the worries that we're all facing. But at the same time, at the Iowa Lottery, it's our responsibility to tell people what's going on with our games.
One big change is the starting jackpot at the multi-state Powerball game will be eliminated, as will the minimum amount that the jackpot would increase between drawings. Neubauer says that's a function of fewer people playing with the restrictions brought on by the pandemic.
It truly has just reached the point where sales in the Powerball game, if we left the game as it was, we're not going to be able to continue to support the payment of jackpots and the other prizes in the game.
She says the Powerball change will adapt to the current situation.
After the April 8th drawing in the game, the starting jackpot is not going to be a guaranteed amount anymore, and the jackpot will grow between drawings by whatever amount is dictated by sales.
Neubauer says they have a plan for anyone who bought tickets with multiple plays that run after April the 8th.
They wouldn't have known this information when they bought their tickets, so we are going to offer them free plays just as a goodwill gesture. We'll have details about how folks can get those free plays on the Powerball page of the Iowa Lottery website at ialottery.com.
And she says the social distancing rules are being followed at the Iowa Lottery offices.
We are only allowing folks to contact us by email or telephone. So if you have a winning ticket, you're certainly welcome to ship or mail that ticket to the lottery. But we also have a secure drop box option at our lottery headquarters location in Clive.
She says the drop box accommodates everyone and keeps the social distancing rules in place.
There were some folks who had really large winning tickets, which is great for them. And they said that they weren't comfortable, you know, just mailing or shipping that ticket, which we totally understand. So we do have that secure drop box option at lottery headquarters, and we would ask for folks to call us, and we can provide you with the information about that. In any of these instances, we wouldn't be able to pay the prize on the spot like we normally would.
Neubauer says they will go through proper procedures to handle the mailed-in tickets and those left in the drop box, and then they'll send out a check to the winners. And to reduce health risks associated with COVID-19, officials of the U.S. Postal Service, or USPS, say they are temporarily modifying customer signature capture proceedings as part of the social distancing initiative. A statement from UPS says while maintaining the safe, appropriate distance, employees will request the customer's first, initial, and last name so the employee can enter the information on an electronic screen or hard copy item, such as return receipts, PS Forms 3811 and 3829. For increased safety, employees will be politely asking the customer to step back a safe distance or close the screen door or door so that they may leave the item in the mail receptacle or appropriate location by the customer's door. In your post office, customers are being limited to 10 persons at a time. There may be lines on the floor in the lobby of the post office to help customers maintain a 6-foot distance in the queue to the service desk. There may also be a plastic barrier or shield like those found in the grocery stores to protect the employee and customer. Once you place your package on the desk or counter, the USPS retail associate will ask you to step back while they process your transaction. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and World Health Organization and Surgeon General have all indicated there is currently no evidence that COVID-19 is being spread through mail or packages. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.